Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration for Fountain of Life. This time I'm going to be speaking to primarily to the women, again out of Proverbs, picking out some gems out of the book of Proverbs as we have been doing here. And starting in Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 18 says, let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Chapter 18, actually chapter 9, and verse 13 to 18. A foolish woman is clamorous, she is simple and knoweth nothing, for she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city, to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither, and as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. So there's a few places here in Proverbs where it talks about a strange woman, or a whore, or one place it says a whore is a deep ditch, it says a in this case it says, but he knoweth not that the dead are there and that her guests are in the depths of hell. And this is primarily speaking to men as a warning, but it is also a warning to women as well, that if her guests are in the depths of hell, then how much more is she also in the depths of hell? And in a very bad place, on a very bad way. So next is chapter 11 and verse 16. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. It's interesting, there's a few different places in here where it talks about a wife's effect on a home, and or even the effect of a woman's effect on her husband's life. And a wife has the ability to make life either very pleasant or very miserable for her husband. She has a lot of power, a lot of sway in the home, and she can make it a very pleasant place, or she can make it a very miserable place that he doesn't want to come home to. So verse 22 says, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. This is an interesting verse because, first of all, it talks about a jewel of gold, something that's very precious, something that's very valuable, and something that's sought after, something that normally would be taken care of very well, kept in a cabinet, maybe even in a special box, maybe even a box lined with silk or something like that. But here, it is in a swine's snout, one of the dirtiest places. It's a place where we consider, you know, a swine, pigs are constantly rooting in the mud and in the dirt. They're pushing around dirt, and they're digging with their snout, and so it's considered a very filthy thing, something very dirty. And so is a fair woman which is without discretion. And so here again, if only you as women, girls, could get a hold of this, that it's talking about something that's very precious, something that's very valuable, and so it's something that needs to be taken care of very carefully, and not just, and that could be in a lot of ways, you know, maybe it's just, you know, the Bible says one place about encouraging women to be keepers at home. They're not to be out and about and in the midst of, you know, we have women in all areas of life, all walks and occupations and whatever, and sometimes there's some things that just are not appropriate for women to be in, and sometimes it puts men in a difficult position even. And again, just to think about this picture of something that's very valuable, something that's very precious, to be cared for, to be not to be thrown around as dirt, but to be kept in its proper place. Then verse, actually chapter 12 and verse 4, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. There it gives the contrast of the two different types, a virtuous woman versus one that maketh ashamed. And a virtuous woman, it says, a crown to her husband. Then verse chapter 14 and verse 1 is, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Again, giving the contrast and a very graphic picture of a woman's ability to either make or break a home. A wise woman will be building up her house, but a foolish woman is plucking it down with her hands, destroying it, tearing it apart, maybe by being contentious, or maybe by nagging, or maybe by whatever it might be. On the other hand, a woman that is wise will be building it up, will be encouraging her husband, will be encouraging her children, will be working about the house, keeping the duties cared for, and all of those things. And then I'm going to go to chapter 18 and verse 22. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Oh, no, that's not the right verse. That's 21. 22. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. So it is a good thing for a man to find the wife. It says it is a good thing and he obtaineth favor of the Lord. Chapter 19, verse 13 and 14. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Okay, verse 13 says, the contentions of a wife are like a continual dropping, something that's very annoying, something that, you know, if you think about a continual dropping, maybe a faucet or something that's dripping, 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 or maybe the rain outside that's dripping on something metal or whatever, just this continuous tick, 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 tick as this water dropping down and can get very annoying. And such is the contentions of a wife. And then the next verse, verse 14, house and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. It's good to remember also for us as men to remember that our wives are a gift from God. And it is one of the only things that God specifically gave to us as something to keep and to care for. And as a very precious, as a companion, as a precious gift. Chapter 21 and verse 9. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. There again, giving a picture of how a woman has the power to make a place very miserable if she so desires. Better to dwell in the corner of the housetop, better to have a very tiny, uncomfortable place to stay than with a brawling woman in a very wide or a nice house, a big house. And then verse 19 is a similar verse. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. Again, just a graphic picture of the misery that is in the power of a wife or a woman. Then chapter 25 and verse 24. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. That's actually just kind of a repeat of the same verse in 21, verse 9. It's almost identical. Maybe it was that important that it needed to be put in there twice. 27, verse 14. I don't think that was the correct verse. Probably verse 15. A continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Again, a similar verse that we've from what we read before. Now we're going to go to Proverbs 31, which gives a very beautiful picture of the power of the woman and how she's able to either make or break a home, or you could even say make or break her husband. Starting in verse 10, I'm just going to read through it. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and are called blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. And it says, favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate. So I think we'll end there, but yes, I would just encourage you to study those words out and see what gems you can pick out of those words there. And also the rest of Proverbs, for that matter. Proverbs is so full of wisdom. It's so full of little wise sayings that will guide your life and that will keep you, that wisdom that keeps you from this destruction. So the Lord bless you.